when I was a child, and I can remember back that far, I just can't remember what I had for supper last night. When I was a child, I used to long for Christmas so much that I promised myself that I'd never run away from home unless it was right after Christmas. Also, it seemed in those days that a child's yearning makes the days longer, because it seemed like Christmas came not once a year, but like once every 3 years. But now that I have reached the ancient age of 67, which means I'm still younger than Mario, and almost 68, it seems like Christmas comes around, about every Thursday, okay? It does come quickly. Advent has always been a joyous time for most people, even in the most difficult of times, because there is something about Christmas, the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the Lord, and the realization of all the promises that God has made to his people throughout the Old Testament. They find their fulfillment in a stable, in a little child, in a poor young teenage mother, and her gravely worried husband, into whose care God has placed this most precious twosome. I think there's something that stirs great hope in us. So Advent is a time of hope. It is a time when we put aside our major worries. And God knows we have some major worries. And we realize that God is indeed with us. So today, this first Sunday of Advent, this beginning of a new liturgical calendar, and for those of you who keep track of these kinds of things, we're now in year B. We have moved from reading the Gospel according to St. Matthew, that was year A, and now we've come to the Gospel according to St. Mark. Advent is a season of hope, and a period during which, as Christians, we await the fulfillment of the promise of God through his prophets. In addition to being a season of hope, it is equally a season of patience and of prayer. During these 4 weeks, what are we expected to do? We are expected to prepare for the birth of the Messiah. It suffices to note that while we prepare physically, you know, the house, the baking, the cooking, the shopping, the most important preparation must be our spiritual preparation. Our first reading from the prophet Isaiah this morning is both a prophetic message as well as a prayer of hope. The prophet Isaiah begins by acknowledging the greatness of God. O Lord, you are our Father. Our Redeemer is your ancient name. And then he makes a petition to God. God, why leave us to stray from your ways? Oh, that you would tear the heavens open and come down to us. You see, folks, this is a prayer of hope. As Isaiah rightly demanded, God will not keep silent until we, humanity, are saved. That salvation is what our hope in Christ will accomplish for us. Therefore, when Isaiah asked God to tear the heavens open and to come down, Isaiah expects God to come quickly. In our prayer, you know, that prayer that we call the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, we pray, Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. It is also St. Paul's petition in one word, Maranatha, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. God's power and His salvation are what we hope to see at the end of this Advent season when God's Word would become flesh and be born of a virgin. Now, in our second reading this morning, St. Paul encourages us to be faithful as we wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though St. Paul was referring to the coming again and again, a technical word, the parousia, the coming again of Christ, yet this reading is very appropriate to this season of Advent. St. Paul reminds us that we have received gifts of the Holy Spirit. It is these gifts that will strengthen us as we wait in joyful expectation and joyful hope for our Lord Jesus Christ. Our life is a long vigil, waiting for the Lord to reveal Himself in all of His glory. So we wait with expectation and hopeful joy because His Spirit is within us. His Spirit is within us. If we walk with Christ this season, God will not fail us. Because our expectation, Paul says, shall not be cut short. So as the Spirit guides us, we must prepare prayerfully through the help of the sacraments, the Holy Eucharist, but also the sacrament of reconciliation. And for you old-timers, like me, we call it confession. I made mine this last week. Took a couple of hours, but we got through it. I tell you that not out of a sense of pride, but rather to, number one, be a good role model for all of you. I wouldn't ask you to do anything that I don't do. And I know this COVID thing has gotten me out of sync. And when I went to my confessor, I said, Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. It's been two since my last confession. He said, What? Two what? Too long. But number two, to help you to know that we priests need the sacrament of reconciliation, confession regularly, maybe even more often than you do. And God knows, unfortunately, the newspapers have covered a lot of priests who needed to get to confession. The gospel for today is a clarion call to awake, to be alert. Only the Spirit of God can help us do this faithfully. Therefore, rather than obey the spirit of this world, this season, with all the fear and anxiety and confusion the world can dish out to us, we must instead focus and obey on the Spirit of God who sustains us. So let us have our minds fixed on Christ this holy season. Now it suffices to note that if we light up our houses, our apartments, our streets, without lighting up our lives spiritually for Christ to walk into, we have missed the whole point of Advent. Please hear that. If we light up everything in the world but our hearts, we have missed the whole point of this holy season. If we prepare all things and all places without preparing a manger for the baby Jesus in our hearts and in our lives, then our preparation is simply not complete. Finally, as we eagerly anticipate the coming of the Lord this season, our hope and expectation should prompt us to be always awake and vigilant. It should make us prepare adequately in order to avail ourselves of the Lord Jesus' mercy. Therefore, our constant prayer during this season is, as St. Paul constantly prayed it should be, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. May the peace of Christ be with you this holy season. Maranatha. Amen.